More now on those comments made by the Home Secretary Amber Rudd this morning, where she called on intelligence services to have access to encrypted messages services like a WhatsApp. Her comments came after it emerged that the attacker in Westminster on Wednesday had used the app moments before killing four people. Well, to discuss the feasibility of what the Home Secretary is calling for, we're joined by Fevzi Turkalp, a technology specialist who runs the website Gadget Detective. Fevzi, thank you very much for joining us. How realistic is what the Home Secretary is saying, that she wants the intelligence services to be able to look at messages that are end-to-end encrypted?
Well, a back door can be built into a phone or another device to allow for that, but then that back door will be there for everybody, not just for the good guys, but criminals, extortionists, foreign powers will also be able to hack a weakness. If a lock is made weak, it's made weak for everybody.
Without that back door, then, for anyone, what hope is there that WhatsApp could provide the content of a message that's sent?
Well, WhatsApp may not be able to provide it, because the way that they structure these secure messages are that they don't hold a copy of the message themselves. So when they're served with a legal document, they say, well, we don't have it. But there are powers here. I mean, the government in this country has just passed the Investigatory Powers Act at the end of last year. That gives them the power to hack people's devices legally. That means that they can take over someone's device, and before the message leaves a phone and becomes encrypted and is sent end-to-end encrypted, it can be gathered, and in fact all the data on the phone can be gathered. But all of this, WhatsApp never used to be encrypted in this way. It is a reaction to the Snowden revelations, and it's a reaction to this sort of legislation that's come in, where those companies, tech companies, lost a lot of, they suffered reputational damage because it was found that their information was leaking like a sieve. So in reaction to that, to reassure their users, they said, we'll encrypt them.
How likely is it then that a government could outlaw encryption of this kind?
They can do it. Then iPhones will be illegal, won't be legal to buy or sell in this country, and other secure devices, services. The problem with that is, even if the phones are rendered weak, it's still possible for third parties to write software that will still encrypt. So the bad guys will still write that software and have it made and use it. So the only people that then lose by it are the general public.
The Home Secretary suggested that in the old days, the intelligence services would listen in on phone calls or steam open envelopes over the kettle. How relevant a comparison is that these days, when you think about how much electronic information is flying about?
So that's a bit disingenuous. Yes, they could always listen on a phone call or steam open a person's envelopes, but what they never had the power to do, and they're saying, oh, we just want the same powers in the electronic age. But no, it's more than that, because what it allows them to do, and what we found security services have been doing, is trawling everybody's data. And they never had the power to open everyone's envelopes and listen to every phone call. They had to be selective, and it was with a warrant. But now it's possible for them to trawl everyone's communications.
If messages were unencrypted, just how many agencies would be able to look at what we're sending?
Everybody. I mean, it wouldn't need to be an agency. You know, the average teenager buying certain tools online could do it very easily and very cheaply.
Can we afford these freedoms then, these privacies, if we're on the one hand expecting to be able to send backwards and forwards what we want, but also expect the intelligence services to keep us safe?
Well, can we afford not to have freedom of speech? Because that's what we're talking about. The ability to communicate without other people being able to listen on you is a basic freedom. If we want to give that up, then we can. That's not a technology choice, I guess.
No, it's also probably not a fair question to have asked you, but I did. Thank you for answering it. Fevzi Turkalp from the website Gadget Detective, thank you very much.